lawmakers will continue to get paid. Their paychecks won't be affected by what's going on. And they're busy on Capitol Hill rushing to merge the House and Senate versions of the financial reform bill, the reconciliation process. The conference committee is in session. And the themes that are emerging are what we want to talk about with Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our part in the New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
All very summery in your running suit there, sleeveless for the first time.
I'm ready to get out and
That's
run.
That's great. Yeah, it's been hot here in New York, and it's going to be. Well, in advance of your run, the House and Senate appear to be coming to some agreement, or at least are fighting hard over this issue of actually making it illegal for banks to use their own money to trade and make hedge bets, complicated bets, against the market or for the market. It's the so-called Volcker Rule, and is it likely to make it through this conference committee?
So the Volcker Rule is part of the financial reform package. They're hoping they'll get this all agreed to by Thursday when the G20 meets. So that's their goal. The president has said he wants the whole package to be signed by July 4th holiday. So we'll see on that. But the Volcker Rule is an important part of it. It says that banks cannot put their own capital up and make trades with it. And the reason it's important and related to the financial crisis is we saw some banks run into trouble for activities like this. For instance, you know, Morgan Stanley had a proprietary trading group that made all kinds of bets, betting that mortgages would be okay. And it turned out, you know, mortgage bonds had huge losses. And so this rule would make it so that banks cannot use their own capital to make bets. They should only do things that serve their clients. And also, this rule says that they should not be able to invest in or own hedge funds or private equity firms.
But it's interesting. The interests of the clients and the interests of the shareholders are at odds here because some of these banks made huge, huge profits betting their capital, making sort of currency bets and other kinds of bets that put tons and tons of cash in their coffers, increased the bottom line, and made them very, very profitable. If this rule were to pass, it would be a huge milestone taking to the G20 meeting that really is a turnaround in the financial world starting in the United States.
It would, but, you know, the banks are not just sitting back and taking this. They've been fighting some key provisions, and they're getting some traction among lawmakers. One thing in particular is they're pushing to have an exemption put into the Volcker Rule that allows them to still own asset management units, which will do trading with capital, and that will effectively allow them to continue to own hedge funds. And so you've got people criticizing the fact that this might happen because, you know, it was at Bear Stearns where there were two hedge funds that collapsed at the beginning of the crisis that put Bear Stearns into a precarious position. But a lot of lawmakers, including Chris Dodd, have come out supporting giving this exemption to the banks. The other thing the banks are pushing for is to have a very long time horizon to implement this, you know, maybe 7 years. And, you know, there could be another problem within 7 years.
Well, is there a way to put these hedge funds in a lockbox if Congress says, OK, we're going to allow you to have them? Is there a way of insulating it so that it doesn't threaten the entire capital sort of outlay of the bank?
Well, the question is, will the banks help their hedge funds if they get in trouble? That's what was a problem for Bear Stearns. When these two hedge funds that only managed, you know, client money got in trouble because they had the name Bear Stearns on them, that company felt that they needed to bail them out. And then that used Bear Stearns's corporate money to do so. So if they put them in a lockbox, would they have a rule around it that says, OK, but if these funds get in trouble, we're not going to drag down the whole bank by rescuing them?
But that's really the sort of funny money argument to the public. I mean, when Citigroup or some big bank fails, you go, oh, we can't let that happen. The banks, they're all about the economy. But when it in fact is a tiny little hedge fund within the bank that's a sort of funny money operation that actually brings the whole thing down, we're not trying to save the hedge. They may be trying to save the hedge fund, but if it brings down the bank, suddenly the public is drawn into it. How do you resolve that tension?
Well, now that we've bailed out these companies, the issue is to think about why is it we bailed them out? What do we want them around to do and to help secure those activities? So if you bailed them out because we want them to lend money, well, then you've got to protect that.
Do you suspect that debate will be what is the result of this financial regulation bill? Really thinking hard about that?
There's been some thinking on that, but, you know, a lot of people are saying that there may be more reform that's needed, that this bill doesn't have everything in it. It's a big task.
All right, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.